celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Hey, hey, this hour, actress Silva
Kalagian.
Is that how we pronounce it?
Kalagian.
She'll be on with us in just a few minutes right here on Animal Radio. I've gained a little weight over the holidays, and, you know, we have, it's that time of the year where we're all thinking about that, right?
Yes.
What is it?
It's after all the holiday food and cheer.
Yeah,
and
we
stuff.
All say yeah, that okay. In the new year.
No, nope, well, not thinking about it.
You're not. That's not even a resolution for you, Joey, huh?
Not thinking about it.
Not this year, huh?
Old and fat, and I accept it.
You're really not old.
That's
oh, yeah,
nice.
Okay. I slid right into that one. That's okay. You know what they say about paybacks, my friend?
It's you know, we're all hypocrites here because I have fallen into it. We're constantly telling you to keep your animals thin and, you know, shapely so that they don't have leg problems or other issues down the line. But yet you walk into our studios, you'll see at least two cats that most veterinarians would say are tubby, overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing the scales.
So, you can say it. Fat. Say it. You can
fat.
Say it.
They're
fat.
Really fat.
They're fat.
They're fat. So it's like the carpenter's closet or the shoemaker's shoes. So.
Yeah.
But we're working on it. We've decided to get rid of that whole free feeding thing.
Yep, we're changing our ways.
Changing
fat.
Our ways.
I was milking the one the other day. I thought you brought a cow into the studio.
There you go. Hey, if you want to talk to Joey or Dr. Debbie right now, 1-866-405-8405. Hi, Amy.
Yes.
How are
Hello.
You doing? Where are you?
I'm on East Coaster.
What's on your mind, Amy?
Well, I have a cat. She's 13 years old, and she's been recently diagnosed as a diabetic. But in early October, she started using her litter box inappropriately.
Okay.
She would use it properly for, we're on the radio, so I guess I'll say number one. But number two wasn't making it in the box. So in September, she had had a physical, and everything was fine. All her blood work was fine, but I talked to my vet, and we tried new boxes, new litters, new locations, and eventually I took her to the vet, and she was diagnosed as a diabetic.
And okay, yeah, at that same time, that was when all this was happening.
Right, and so now okay. She's on a new diet, she's on DM management, and she also now is on Lantus 2 times a day. And her legs were weak. She had a neuropathy, but they're starting to get stronger. And okay. In the meantime, we've moved the box. It was upstairs, but we brought it downstairs because we wanted to encourage her to use it. We've also noticed that her stools were harder, so we tried, we used pumpkin and fiber and cream to help rule out any pain and strain. But where my puzzle comes in is she traveled at Christmas. And I took her backup box with me, and she used the box appropriately. But as soon as I returned home, I thought, great, maybe this is the reset I need. So I took away the downstairs box to see if she would use the upstairs box. She was out of sorts, so I gave her the downstairs box back. But the inappropriate number two is still there.
Okay, so she's using the downstairs box, and she is pooping in that?
No. She's using the downstairs box, but only for number one. She's pooping outside the box downstairs.
Okay. Is it in the vicinity of the box, kind of like a near miss?
It's not a miss, but it's in the vicinity. It's
okay.
Definitely intentional. It's not an accidental miss. It's an intentional. Because she'll get in and pee in the box and then step out to do number
okay. two. Okay. So, and then if with the box upstairs, is she using that for both functions?
She's not using that box at all, even though she does go upstairs now again. She started going back up the stairs. Her legs are doing better, but she doesn't use that box.
When you mentioned the diabetic neuropathy, for those that might not know what that is, pets with diabetes, when they have the diabetic problem first diagnosed, the high blood sugars result in a problem with the function of the nerves to the extremities, to the legs. So basically, with cats, what often happens is they walk kind of flat-hocked, so on their ankles. So they kind of walk flat-footed on the back feet, and it's not painful, But it's just things aren't quite working right. And it's actually one of the ways many cats are diagnosed as diabetic. Dogs can do this the same manner where they're weak in the back end. And with kind of having that timing of the diabetes at that time, that really complicates how we can interpret her lack of using that litter pan, because for a cat that maybe is having some weakness and has an aversion to the litter pan, we really have some troubles because there might be some kind of psychological association with not feeling good, being near this box, and having some triggers like that. So in what I would probably do, and I know you said you tried a lot of different areas and things, in many cases I will add multiple boxes within the same vicinity to try to offer alternate locations. And for an older cat, a lot of times, even if we don't notice it outwardly, they can have arthritis-related problems. So throw that on top of a diabetic neuropathy, and you've got, you know, potentially problems actually kind of getting into the box comfortably. And, all it takes is one bad experience going to the box where they have pain, where there's discomfort, something startles them, and that can really set up for an aversion for further use down the road. So I would make sure we're using either very, very low pans or even just cut away some of the part of the side of the litter pan. It's a mess. It's nasty to deal with, to clean up, but that can help make some accommodations for these older kitties who really can have some aches and pains and some difficulties. It's kind of like we almost have a little bit of a handicapped kitty we have to accommodate for right now. So I would make sure we do that. And, making sure that we're getting our diabetes as regulated as we can, because it takes a long time for this neuropathy to really turn around. And then we could even consider trying some pain remedies for, maybe some arthritis-related problems, because that can make a difference and give them a little bit more get up and go and getting into the litter pan more readily.
What kind of remedies are those?
For some cats, we'll try glucosamine. Cats are kind of tough when it comes to pain remedies because there's a lot we can't use too easily. They're very sensitive for some of the doggy pain relievers. So I usually start with a glucosamine supplement for kitties. And then beyond that, there are some pain medications. They're more of an opiate pain medicine. Because she's diabetic, there's some other medicines that are kind of on the back shelf that we can't even really pull out for use for her. But I would really see about maybe a glucosamine supplement, and then trying to make some either cutouts in that litter pan or just throw in the full gamut of litter offerings in that vicinity for her.
Well, let me ask you about the glucosamine, because that I've looked into that, and that's chicken-based, and she is sensitive to that protein that comes from chicken.
Yeah, so. And you might be able to, it might take a little looking, and I can't say that I've honestly looked at the composition and where a lot of these proteins come from, if she has, say, a chicken allergy or beef allergy. But we may be able to find something in a more of a liquid-based formulation. It's harder to get things in cats than other animals, but that might be something we can really try. I'd maybe talk to your veterinarian and see if there are some products that they can recommend in your area that might be helpful, but I would give that a whirl, because nobody likes the poop miss in the box. That is something that is tough for any kitty owner. This is Dr. Debbie with Animal Radio. Give me a call if you have a medical question. 1-866-405-8405.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405. You know Canine Caviar for their great human-grade ingredients in your dog's food. We now continue that tradition and excellent pet nutrition with 7 single-serving cat food trays. We love our cats and dogs, and that's why we're featuring all human-grade tuna, salmon, and chicken proteins with other hand-chosen ingredients to promote proper nutrition. They're in environmentally friendly, recyclable, BPA-free plastic trays. Look for Canine and Feline Caviar products at your local pet supply store or online. For more information, call 800-392-7888.
Hi, I'm Junior, Director of Marketing for Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for us dogs. I have the best job in the world, sniffing out hotels and destinations where they roll out the red carpet for canines and humans alike. To find out where I've been lately and to learn how you can travel like me, pick up a copy of Fido Friendly magazine at your local bookstore or subscribe online at FidoFriendly.com to find out what all the barking's about.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get deals on first quality flooring for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Choose from over 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, over 70 styles of bamboo, and over 80 styles of laminate from just 35 cents. And save even more on liquidation closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, this is Elaine Boozer on Animal Radio. Spay and neuter your pets and some of your exes.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
1-866-405-8405 to talk to any one of the Dream Team. Dr. Debbie's answering your vet medical questions, and believe me, she's seen it all. Dog Father Joey Villani with your grooming questions. Let's hit the phones right now. Are we going to Mike? Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, hi. Good. How are you? I got a question for Dr. Debbie.
She's right here.
All right. Hey.
I recently got a dog about a year ago from a rescue shelter. I believe it's part Rottweiler, part Basset Hound. It's not concoction, but it's pretty cool. Anyways,
okay.
It's real timid. I mean, even we've had it for almost a year now, and it's real timid, and like it'll go outside, and then it'll come knock on the door to want in, and you go to let it in, and it'll just run away, you know, and it's really scared. And I just didn't know if there's anything that I should do or need to do to help relieve some of the stress on this dog, because I can just see that it's really scared, and I just hate to see it go through something like that.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, you mentioned one thing already is exercise, physical activity. That is definitely something that I like to do to dispel some of that energy and some of the nervous energy. So that would be something very important. Getting on a running program, well, I guess a Basset Hound. If I'm picturing those legs, maybe we're not going to be the best runner, but some other activity, ball playing, fetch, something like that. And then we're going to talk about some of the different things behaviorally that you can do. And basically for a fearful dog, what we need to do is look at what in their environment scares them. Is it sights, sounds? Is it everything, people, other animals, you name it. And we really want to look at what those triggers might be. Then what we're going to try to do is, in the meantime, we're going to avoid some of those scary things while we can, and we're going to try to teach confidence. So we're going to train those basic commands. I always go back to the basic things, leash training, sit down, stay calm, and then throw in some fun things like shaking, give paw. We're going to work on those behaviors. And when we're faced with something scary, we're going to try to practice those skills instead of being afraid of a car driving by or a hot air balloon going overhead. And we practice those and give the dog something else to do. And we have to schedule this as a training session. So it's something you got to work on. Spend a lot of time every day. Focus on practicing those training behaviors and trying to get past some of the fearful stuff. Now, you may need to see about if our fears are pretty overwhelming. We've got a lot of issues. I'll often throw some behavior medicine into the mix to help facilitate this. So there's a lot of different options out there. Prozac, believe it or not, I use that quite a bit for dogs and cats. Other ones will be Clomicalm, amitriptyline. Some of those can really help us make the pet relax a bit, be more trainable, and help them cope with those fears. You can't rely on the medicine alone, so you got to do the whole stuff together. And many times I will advise a on-the-ground trainer to assist as we try to develop a training program for the pets. And then the other thing I always like to throw in, it's easy, it's simple, it's not a medication, is a pheromone product, a doggy collar that has the scent hormones that exude a kind of relaxing sensation to the pet. That can help when we're dealing with some of these phobias, but we can't use it, again, by itself. Use it all together, kind of hit them with everything, if you will, and try to work through that. And then the number one thing that I'll say, Mike, that a lot of people do is we perpetuate the behaviors. So when your pet is scared or fearful,
the last thing you want to do is say, oh, it's okay, it's all right, come by daddy. Because you will be making that worse. You are giving positive reinforcement for fearful, scared behavior, and that becomes, well, that's my expected response. That's what dad wants me to do. So you have to stop that cycle on your end and only reward powerful, confident behaviors. Those sit down, give me your paw, shake, follow me on this leash, and we're going to work through that confidently. And if you exude confidence, he'll pick up on that, and then don't give in to the cowering, fearful behavior.
Give that a shot.
How's that
there, Mike?
Sound?
Well, thank you very much. That all will help, and I just hope we get through this. He's a great dog, and I just want to get him so he's not so stressed.
Oh, you'll get through it. You'll both get through it. Let us know if you need to reconsult again with the doc. 1-866-405-8405. It's toll free here. You can also email us during the week, yourvoice@animalradio.com. All of our addresses, everything over at the website, which is a bevy of resources, if I haven't told you recently, including coupons for some of the favorite products that you get for your pet right now, as well as a forum, some frequently asked questions, adoptable pets. You always say, I'm not going to adopt a pet, and then you look at the pictures and oh, that's so cute. But there are a lot
can't
of pictures
pass
you
them
can
up.
Yeah. Also, if you're looking for a veterinarian, you can look for a certified veterinarian up there and listen to old shows over at animalradio.com. Did you think the internet was going to take off, Doc? I didn't.
I came in when the internet was kind of already there. I'm just, it's the whole social networking. I'm not quite with it.
You're a young pup.
I like to think I am, but I'm still kind of old in my ways, so I'm resisting the iPhones and the social networking things, so I'm still getting there.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay, that's a good idea. Which one? Line 4? Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, how can we help you today?
Well, I have an eight-month-old miniature pincher female, and she went into heat about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And it didn't seem to go away.
Oh, okay. What's she doing right now?
Well, she seems to be normal, but her nipples and her female part didn't go down. Still
okay.
Swollen.
And is she acting differently in any way? Any different behaviors?
Not that I notice.
Okay. Because in some cases, normal heat in dogs hormonally can last about a month. You know, a lot of times we'll just see the external changes, which can last for maybe a week or 2 weeks. But we know the hormone cycle really goes for at least a good month. So if that's continuing beyond that, there's a couple thoughts that I'd have. You know, some dogs can go into a false pregnancy where they can have some behavioral changes where they actually act like they're pregnant. They may nest and they will still have, you know, they can even produce milk, believe it or not. So those kind of things can happen. Although we do see in some young dogs, we can see a change called split heats. And that's basically where they kind of go into heat and then they go into heat again later down the road. And that may not be for maybe 2 weeks to even 3 months later where they'll have a second aspect to that heat. So some of that could be going on. And if it is that, that usually kind of goes away as they get older. But I have a great solution for you. And I would say spay this girl because it will stop the concerns. It'll put those little mammary areas down to normal size. The vaginal area return to normal. So as far as, unless she's really a dog that we're talking about getting bred, I'd say we can fix that very easily and get this girl fixed, if you will.
And what did you say to do?
Spay her.
Spay her. Well, that'd be the number one thing I would really recommend to do because... There's really, with a lot of the dogs that are at the shelters, there's no reason that I'd advocate breeding a dog and really having to go through all this reproductive stuff along the way. Now, if you were going that road, you know, and you're really determined that she's going to be bred, this type of problem at this point in a young dog, I don't panic on that. It may work itself out. And as long as, you know, she's not getting pregnant, then I would see how each subsequent heat comes along. But in my medical side, I just can't advocate to continue breeding animals, and especially as we're talking about puppy mills and pets being euthanized at shelters. It's really something that I think is very important for the individual pet.
Doesn't a spayed dog live longer?
They do. And, well, the big thing also is we really guard against some of the real common problems like mammary cancer. a female dog that never goes through heat, if we spay them, we can avoid breast cancer and make that risk 0%. With each heat cycle, that risk does go up until a couple years of age. So it's a really imperative reason why I'd encourage you to get this baby, you know, get her taken care of and get her spayed.
Well, that's the plan, but we wanted her to get about a year old and have one litter and then have her spayed.
Well, in that certainly your choice as a pet owner, but I can tell you medically there's no sound reason to let a dog have a heat or to have a litter. It doesn't necessarily make her a better pet, not going to make her healthier in the long run, and basically you're just adding to the extra pups out there. So I'm looking at her health and being an advocate for her health, and I'd say that she will be a happy, healthy dog without ever going through a pregnancy. So... food for thought.
Thanks, Robert, for your call. 1-866-405-8405.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Does your dog ignore you? Does he just sit there when you call his name? Well, there's a possibility he doesn't know his name. Seems obvious, but it's not when you think that both of you speak a different language, and a lot of the time, owners combine the dog's name with a command, leaving the dog to think his name could possibly be, "Toby, get out of that garbage right now." Experts say dog training for names should start when you first bring the dog home, but it's never too late. Teach your dog his name by saying his name and giving him a treat or a toy. His name should always be a positive thing, and experts advise not combining the name when reprimanding him. Within a week, you should get the respect you've been missing from a very attentive dog. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
There is a movement. A movement to simplify. A movement to find balance. It is a movement that's defined in every Bosch kitchen. Bosch kitchens are designed to be everything a modern kitchen should be. The precise technology in every Bosch appliance was invented with you in mind. Side-opening oven doors that give easier cavity access. Induction cooktops with zones that adapt to the size of your cookware. Dishwashers with a third rack to fit cutlery, whisks, and tongs. And with flush installation, the Bosch kitchen gives you a clean, integrated, and definitively European look. There is a movement to value simplicity as a luxury. There is a movement toward perfection in every detail. There is a movement toward the 2014 Bosch kitchen. Step up to a Bosch kitchen package of three or more appliances and get a 10% rebate. See the new Bosch kitchen at your Bosch retailer.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.